Hello, this is David Snyder, President of Baptist International Missions Incorporated, welcoming you to today's broadcast of Moments for Missions under the direction of our Vice President, Dr. J.B. Godfrey.
Matthew Gardner is a BMI missionary, and his article today is called A Conduit of Comfort. In 2 Corinthians chapter 1, verses 3 and 4, God explains to us, "Blessed be God, even the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of mercies, and the God of all comfort, who comforteth us in all our tribulation, that we may be able to comfort them which are in any trouble by the comfort wherewith we ourselves are comforted of God." God gives comfort when we go through a trial, and He wants us to pass it along to the next person going through the same trial. I have found this to be the case with me. And again, this is given by missionary Matthew Gardner. And he tells the story. Some of you remember it. December of 2025, my wife of 7 years died in a car accident on the mission field. I have been asked to write some reflections and lessons that God has showed me along the way as I walk through this tragedy. I hope these practical tips and spiritual truths will be a help and a blessing to you. God has given me much comfort, and I now want to pass that along to you. Whether you're going through something or you know someone else who's going through problems, I trust this will be a help to you. I would like to share a couple of practical tips for those of you who have a family member or a friend who's just lost a loved one. First, even if you do not know what to say, saying something is always appreciated. When my wife died, several people reached out and told me something like this: "I do not know what to say, but I wanted you to hear from me. I am praying for you." And it was so comforting to me that in my hour of need, people cared enough that even though they did not know the perfect thing to say, they still loved me enough to reach out. Reach out to that person in your life who needs you. Even if you do not have the right words to say, that doesn't matter. Their seeing you care is going to mean the world to them. Now, second, well-meaning people say a phrase that's common in many situations, but in the death of a loved one, it's not helpful. I never thought about this until it was me in the situation of losing my wife, and then people started saying to me, "Hey, brother, let me know if there's anything I can do for you." Well, the intent behind this statement is love, but to someone who has just lost a loved one, it's just one more item on an already insurmountable to-do list. Planning all the details of a funeral, mapping out all the financial changes that take place when death comes into your family, finding the money for the funeral and subsequent burial, planning for daily food, planning what to do with all the belongings of the loved one. And the list goes on and on and on. And in that moment, one is simply trying to survive all the things that have to be done that day. Now imagine adding to that list, "Tell my friend when I need something." Well, most people who have lost a loved one would never explain this because they do not want to hurt their friend. But I want to help you with this since I now have perspective from both sides of the situation. If you want to be a blessing, do not ask if there's anything that you can help with. Simply tell them what you want to help them with. Well, I want you to come back tomorrow and hear the rest of this story by Brother Gardner.
You've been listening to Moments for Missions. For further information, please write to BIMI, P.O. Box 9, Harrison, Tennessee, 37341, or call us at 423-344-5050, or you can visit us online at www.bimi.org. Until next time, may the Lord richly bless you.